Good morning, Columbus County. This is Darrell Jackson with your CCN local news. Snow fell on Columbus County during the overnight hours, but the bitterly cold conditions are not going anywhere. They're forecast to continue through this week and could lead to another chance of mixed precipitation tomorrow. There is going to be dangerous driving conditions today, so I recommend you stay home if at all possible. We also have some closings and delays to report. Columbus County schools were already closed today for a teacher work day, and county school staff will work remotely today. The Columbus Career and College Academy will be on remote learning today. Whiteville City Schools will also be on remote learning today. Southeastern Community College will be closed today. All classes and work will be remote. Classes and operations will resume tomorrow with a two-hour delay, weather permitting. Carolina Adventist Academy will switch to remote learning for today. Whiteville City offices will be closed today. Columbus County offices will remain closed today and reopen with a two-hour delay tomorrow. And the Columbus County Clerk of Court has canceled all court sessions for today, and traffic cases will be continued, and defendants will receive a notice by mail at their last known address. If you have any closings or delays to report, email those to JeffersonWeaver@ColumbusCountyNews.com to be added to our list, and we will update closings and delays as they become available. Also, our meteorologist Christopher Colley is updating conditions as they change on the Columbus County News weather blog, which you can find on our Facebook page and at ColumbusCountyNews.com. And with these cold temperatures, the warming station remains open from 7 p.m. until 7 a.m. nightly at the Facts of Life Church, 506 North Lee Street in Whiteville. Volunteers are needed from area churches and civic groups. You can call 910-918-4531 for more information. In other news, Columbus County Commissioners turned down a request from the Sheriff's Office last night to immediately replace more than 15 vehicles at a cost of $750,000. Captain Creech from the Sheriff's Office explained that maintenance and repair costs far exceeded the budget for this year, reducing the number of available vehicles. The board opted for 10 new cars to replace the most worn vehicles delivered in the new fiscal year. Meanwhile, Columbus County Sheriff Bill Rogers asked to withdraw his request to take over 911 operations and asked that a committee instead be established to help manage the department. Acting Emergency Services Director Kay Stevens says she wasn't aware of specific problems that had been mentioned by fire chiefs in the county. Staffing is a priority for the center, she said. Columbus County missed the state standard of call response in December, Stevens said, but efforts are underway to improve the response rate. Commissioners voted to keep communications under the county's jurisdiction. The Columbus County Sheriff's Office is investigating three shooting incidents in recent days. An 18-year-old female was struck when someone fired multiple rounds into a home and car on Peacock Road Saturday near Tabor City. A man and a woman were injured in a shooting on Baldwin Road early Sunday. Noah Webb remains in critical condition at Novant, New Hanover, and an elderly man was shot while being robbed at his Williams Road home on Monday. You can find out more about this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Also, the Sheriff's Office is investigating a report of a 5-year-old girl who was reportedly sexually molested in December. Columbus and Bladen County officials are working on the case. And a routine traffic stop turned into a major drug bust. Jerry Lane McBride and Victoria Elizabeth Dudley were jailed on charges of trafficking and possessing meth and other felonies. The stop on Franklin near Madison Street in Whiteville turned up almost 60 grams of meth, as well as Suboxone strips and $1,200 in cash. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, I'm Darrell Jackson reporting.